They've always come in my area already showered, already ready, in case you're called to assist. This is a training of words, with some works, to break down your false traditions. And I repeat to you, this is not to be known. And this is the Lord establishing the fullness of the celestial law on earth in my family. Because no other man is that marred servant called upon to go through the atonement. For other men to do this, the Lord not appointing it, they would lose priesthood. Their wives would lose their place. For you to do any of this without my direct appointment, you could lose your place. And that is celestial morals. To do all you do, prayer and the Spirit of God, being directed to do it. But when you're with me, you must be inspired. I'm often taken so low I can't even talk. And you have to be inspired. Work together. Assist me. Again, these are just words. Very few of my ladies have been allowed to be with me to assist me in the fullness of the law of Sarah. Most of the ladies know of this training. But very few have been allowed to assist me. Because it takes a heavenly gift present in you to be here. You have to pray harder than ever to abide the fullness of this law. And ladies, the highest degree of glory in the celestial kingdom involves a husband and wives who are together with a fullness of the Spirit of God, bringing forth spirit children. You've properly been trained all your life to keep your body covered. You must do more so than ever before toward others. When I'm not present, when a quorum of wives is called forth to administer, it has to be so natural to you. It'll be so natural that you're as comfortable undressed as dressed when you're around me.